It is your call. It is your game. It is your creation. It is your experience. It's up to you. There is no mystery to these new age ideas on your planet. When people say you create your reality, it's a matter of your thoughts, your beliefs, your behaviors, your feelings. This is really just a layman's way of expressing energy physics. Again, what you put out is what you get back. Consciousness is what creates your experience. There is no real empirical outer reality. The only thing that is, shall we say, real is your experience of it. Concurrently with investigating your deepest beliefs to unlock from them is the idea that acting on your joy whenever it might show itself, acting on your passion at every opportunity, is what will also strengthen your ability to move forward in that direction. Because passion, excitement, joy, love, that sensation in the body, that excitement in the body, that sense of balance and peace in the body, is the body's physical translation of the vibratory frequency that represents your true, natural, core, original self. The self you were actually created by creation to be. So anytime you act on your passion, you are then making a statement, a commitment to be harmoniously aligned with your true natural core vibration. And when you are thus functioning and staying in a state of being that is representative of your true natural core vibration, then the universe is capable of supporting anything that is representative of that true natural core vibration. But when you buy into belief systems that are out of alignment, out of phase with your natural self, and thus feel the energy as fear, doubt, hate, and so forth, judgment in that negative sense, and so forth, then the universe can only support what vibration you are giving off. And if you are giving off a vibration of being out of alignment, it can only then present to you opportunities to continue to be out of alignment. Because what you say goes. That's why you were given free will. You are the absolute and ultimate determiner of what kind of reality experience you have. We have often said also that one of the greatest gifts that you have been given by creation, and we know this will sound funny at first in your language, but bear with us. One of the greatest gifts you have been given by creation is that life is meaningless. What we mean by that is this. Nothing, no situation, and no circumstance actually has built-in meaning. It's neutral, devoid of meaning. It's a prop. But the meaning you give it, automatically, unconsciously, or consciously, the meaning you assign, the definition you assign to any given neutral situation is exactly what determines the effect you will get out of that situation. All situations are fundamentally neutral and can serve double duty. They can create for you a negative or a positive reflection. That is solely determined by what energy, vibration, and attitude, and belief system, and definition you assign to that situation. So no matter what anyone else's intention in any given circumstance might be toward you, if you assign only a positive meaning to that given same circumstance and situation, then you will only receive a positive effect out of that circumstance, no matter what anyone else experiences.